Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Conor Behan is in the studio with me right now. Conor Behan, hello, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good
you?
Now that I've brought your mic up.
That actually was just a pause. I was going for drama. It's like, I'm good, how are you? I did every time I say hello to someone, I wait 3 seconds before I answer. To keep them on the edge.
This is the dramatic effect of it. It completely adds to it. You've got lots of news for me today.
Yeah.
And news about people that I love. First off, Beyonce, of course. Well, everybody loves Beyonce.
Everyone loves Beyonce, but if you love Beyonce, you might not love the story. You're like, oh, great, someone I like. Not a story you may not like. So there's been a lot of rumors that Beyonce and Jay-Z may or may not be allegedly heading for divorce, that all is not rosy in Pop Smoke.
This has been going on for quite some time. People have been trying. And it's not just the Solange stuff that did.
No, but I think this Solange stuff has lifted the lid on the fact that, here's the thing with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Every couple has their ups and downs, but they really paint the rosiest of pictures. And she's very private. And only in the last 2 years have they kind of really acknowledged publicly that they're a couple, even though we've known since.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde 03 or 03 Bonnie and Clyde, which was about 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So now that the Solange thing where, you know, she kind of had this scrap with Jay-Z on camera and it got leaked, it's kind of sent the tabloid press into
overdrive.
But why
would they go out and do that thing? Like the next day, didn't they go out to the shop together and all that sort of stuff? Like, do they not think that people can read, are they that out of reality that they don't think we can read into that is just press? Why are you doing that?
This is the thing. The New York Post have been kind of doing a lot of pieces about their relationship over the last couple of weeks. And a piece of the weekend where they allege that the reason they keep everything out of the public spotlight is they're both very private people. They don't want people to know. And when something really public like the Solange incident happens, they're thinking, oh, we just don't want to acknowledge it and let's just move along. But the latest story that the New York Post are saying is kind of brewing in relation to, and supposedly, and they're always proves that they're having a divorce, is that Beyonce was spotted looking for property on her own in New York last month. She looked at a 21.5 million condo.
When you say, looking a property on her own, does that just mean she was looking for it while...
Well, here's the thing. So
he wasn't
ago,
there. They could have just been in separate places.
Here's the thing. She was looking at a $21.5 million apartment in Chelsea, which is in New York. And she currently lives in Tribeca with Jay-Z and their child. Mm-hmm. This apartment is half the size of the place they have in Tribeca.
Okay.
And apparently the estate agent that's dealt with Beyonce has, according to the source that spoke to the Post, has had no involvement from Jay-Z, who usually looks after all the business side of things for the relationship. And they've already said that basically their power is that he kind of does a lot of the business things and she's sort of the creative mind.
Okay.
So they're kind of, they reckon that it's hints that perhaps she's looking for a place on her own because she wouldn't buy for
would
her
they,
family.
Would they? Because like they do, you said they do paint that picture that they are perfect and this is a perfect marriage, which no marriage is.
Mm.
Would they actually swallow their pride and actually split and do it, or would they keep it going for? Because there's been rumors about him for ages.
Well, there's been a lot of rumors about Jay-Z on and off, depending on what you believe, I suppose. And the thing the Post said in the piece of the weekend that was shared all around the world that really did kind of go viral was that there has been trouble brewing for a while and that they both kind of are in this place like maybe we should split up, we don't know, but there's so much at stake because they have built a brand together and they're on tour together right now, aren't they?
So
I think they're both kind of going, if we do this, we obviously they have a child and that's a whole other thing, but we've made a lot of our business on this relationship, so how do we kind of
$750 million or something like that, isn't it?
So I don't know, whatever. I don't know if her looking at a gaff in Chelsea, you never know. She could have been just in a pied a terre. She's rich. Rich people do crazy stuff all the time.
I choose to believe it because I just want some gossip.
But people don't. People really love them together. If they did split up, it would be like, I don't know, an Ashton Day morning or something.
Yeah, majorly. And we've got someone else who I absolutely adore.
Lindsay of Lohan.
Oh, Lindsay of the Lohans.
Sure, she's half Irish, presumably.
She is half Irish.
Her dad is Irish.
I was on a flight with her mum once.
Hold on. You were on a flight with Dina Lohan, who once called herself White Oprah, who was actually in Lindsay's documentary series, and clearly when the camera came on was more interested in the camera than her own daughter. What happened on that flight?
She was drinking gin and tonics at about 11 in the morning.
My daughter Lindsay is so talented and everybody's just so hard on her.
And actually, I got a gin and tonic just because I felt left out.
Did you speak with Dina Lohan? What did she say?
I didn't. No. I couldn't. I actually couldn't.
Were you starstruck? I would be starstruck.
I was more starstruck by the fact that I was like, you once housed Lindsay Lohan. Because I love Lindsay Lohan.
You're very much 1 degree of separation away from the head Lohan.
Exactly.
I love that she was drinking G&T 11. That really fits my image of Dina Lohan.
That's breakfast. That's a good breakfast.
I just happened to call Lindsay. I just had a gin and tonic.
Anyway, what's going on with Lindsay? Come on,
so
what's
Lindsay
going on?
Lindsay is on the comeback trail. She's actually living in London right now.
I love that. She's been on the comeback trail for years.
I know. I didn't want to bring that up. She's in David Mamet's play, Speed the Play, which is a play he wrote in the 80s. It's making a comeback in London in September. And she's in that. She's in rehearsals. But she's also doing that thing that famous people do in general, but particularly like her when they've had financial troubles, she's basically been paid to go to parties around the world.
So
she's paid to go to an event in Austria at the weekend. And it was alongside going to the gig, which they didn't disclose her fee, Austrian newspaper Österreich, which I've completely struggled with the pronunciation of, have claimed that she was paid €30,000 for a TV interview while she was there.
€30,000?
Yes. Apparently a TV channel called Pro7 agreed to pay €30,000 to interview
and
her.
How long was the interview? Do you know?
I think it was like a half hour thing, and then she did a press conference.
That is mental.
Imagine.
I guess she's got nothing to promote. So
this isn't
I guess
an interview, and I didn't get flown in, but I'm not getting €30,000 for this. So
definitely not. Even
I'm in the wrong game
on duty when we're interviewing people. We're like, please, can we have like 10 minutes of your time? Please, please, please.
£30,000.
No €30,000 at all.
You want to be like naming, I don't know, every single one of your ex boyfriends and revealing that you in fact had fathered 3 children with Tom Cruise.
Exactly. Well, why can't she just do something else? The acting stuff is obviously gone. Nobody's going to believe her in a role.
She's in a play. She's in a play.
Yeah, but still, the music. What about the music?
Yeah, maybe she should go back to singing.
Because I loved
Hilary Duff.
People hated this, but I loved it. I thought it was. I thought it was brilliant.
Neo wrote that song.
Did he?
Yeah,
I thought it was brilliant. How many years ago was that?
That's Bossy by Lindsay Lohan. That came out in 2007, I believe. Fact fans.
On July 14th.
If Hilary Duff can have a musical comeback, so can Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but people were so excited about the Hilary Duff comeback, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh no, I don't like this. Anyway, you are sticking around. You're going to be telling us more. What are we talking about a little bit later on?
We are also going to be talking about Nadia Ford and Kiefer Sutherland and Freddie Prinze Jr. Not all three at once, but I'll see what I can do.
I was wondering. I was getting excited about that. Stay tuned if you want to find out all about that, and we've got lots more music on the way as well. We're still joined by Conor Behan. Thank you so much for sticking around and putting up with me.
She can't get rid of me.
Not
I have my way. I just see her until Chris and Kira come in. I'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, keep going.
Keep going. I'm just going to stand in the corner.
I'm on the show and I keep going.
You have more celebrity news for us. So what else is going on?
This is an Irish story, and I almost feel bad telling the story because I don't feel it's not so much about Nadia Ford as it's much about the people around her who are obviously going to make her an even bigger name than she is already.
Yes.
So I'm kind of like, do you know what? In actual fact, fair play to Team Nadia Ford because this almost worked out for you. So basically, Nadia Ford, famous as an Irish model, kind of girl about town, has been trying the singing thing for the last year, had a reality show. She's kind of doing a few different things. Fair play to her. Very busy lady. There was a story in the, I believe in the Herald last week, a source, it was supposed to be a friend of hers. There's always a source.
Always a source.
As I know, every week I come here, I'm like, well, Louise, a source said. But a source had said that she had been offered a place in Celebrity Big Brother's next season to be the kind of token Irish girl. They've had Hazel Sullivan, they had Georgia Sapa, and then they wanted Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned it down because she wanted to focus on her music. And apparently Big Brother were like, oh, we'll get her on. She'll talk about Rory McIlroy, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today, Goss Study reporting, they actually spoke to a senior source in Channel 5 who said, Nadia wasn't even on the longest of long lists in Channel 5. No approach or offer was ever made by either Endemol, who make the show, or Channel 5. In fact, the booking team have never even heard of her. People were very confused by Nadia's story saying she was offered to be on the show.
Oh, dear.
Because I feel like her team are like, just say we're meant to be on Big Brother.
Yeah.
And it's a good story. And then Big Brother are like,
Or even they could have said to her, we nearly got you on there.
Well, I bet they were just like, who is this? I don't know.
But the thing is, at the same time, I remember switching on to Celebrity Big Brother on Channel 5 about a year ago, and there was this, I forget her name, but she was on the Dublin Housewives or something like that.
Oh, Dr. Danielle Murr. She's an Irish icon.
Didn't she change her name or something?
I think she did change her name for the UK market.
I'm a
Rottweiler. I love to put Botox in people's heads.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I would say that if, at the same time, Georgia Sapa wasn't
as famous as
Danielle. Yeah, and Georgia wasn't as huge back then as well when she went on on it over there. But I'd say that's the thing, because she's got a music career at the moment, does she?
Yes, she's working. She had a thing called BPM that came out in the summer, and she's apparently beavering away on tracks in the studio. That's what people say, isn't it? They're tracks in the studio.
She's definitely not going to be on Big Brother,
rap,
though.
I'm going to do a rap of one of her songs. So she's not going to be in Big Brother, and I was a bit like, ooh, I feel bad.
It is awkward.
Said that.
Well, what other news do you have anyway?
This is kind of awkward as well for Kiefer Sutherland and then also for Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay.
So basically, Freddie Prinze Jr., who I think people remember best for being in loads of 90s teen movies around 98-99 kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
He's also married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, who's in Buffy. So again, if you watch TV from the years 1998 to 2002, they're kind of like your dream couple, really.
Yeah.
But he spoke to ABC News in the last few days and said that Kiefer Sutherland, who he worked with on 24's 8th season a few years ago, was the most difficult actor he's ever worked with.
What?
He said, Kiefer was the most unprofessional dude in the world. That's not me talking trash, I'd say to his face. I think everyone that's worked with him has said that. Which I love. I like that. I'm not talking trash. I'd say this to your face. Very Jerry Springer.
It's totally Jerry Springer. Going,
Stephen is the worst person I've ever worked on radio. I would say this to his face.
Well, you just did. You just did it. Do you think he's trying to get Colin Inches?
I mean, because
he said this at Comic-Con, did he? I think I saw something.
Yeah, he's doing press for another piece he's working on. He also said that working with Kiefer kind of put him off acting. He said, I went and worked for Vince McMahon at the WWE, for Christ's sake, and it was a crazier job than working with Kiefer. And he said, but at least he was cool and tall. I didn't have to take my shoes off.
And tall?
I didn't have to take my shoes off to do scenes with him, which they made me do. Just put the guy in an apple box or don't hire me the next time.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I'm 6 foot and he's 5'4". Although, to be fair, Kiefer Sutherland's rep, and there's always a rep. I want a rep.
Yeah.
I want a rep. He told E! News, Kiefer has worked with Freddie Prinze Jr. more than 5 years ago, and this is the first he has heard of Freddie's grievances. Kiefer enjoyed working with Freddie and wishes him the best.
Oh, that is so cold.
So Freddie Prinze Jr. is basically like, you're short and have a complex, and Kiefer's team were like, we have nothing but respect for you.
Yeah, and I'm still working.
Yeah. Well, that's also a good point.
There's another 24 thing coming
poor
out.
Poor Freddie Prinze at home with like Sarah Michelle Gellar. Let's just watch Buffy reruns.
No. Retract that there. Poor Freddie Prinze is sitting at home with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Not poor Freddie Prinze Jr.
I meant emotionally. I didn't mean in his love life. Clearly, he's happily married. He's
very
on one
clearly.
Level.
Thank you so much for popping in and enlightening our minds. I needed
Hard
a bit
news.
Of gossip today. You'll be back next week chatting with us. Tell us
yes.
more. Yeah. So keep your eye out for more gossip.
Yes, well, keep your eyes peeled. Anything can happen. Louise McSharry on 2FM.